This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Monsoon moisture has stimulated the growth of annuals and perennials around the Mosquito homestead. Every year we wonder, what will the Mosquito lawn be this monsoon season? And our lawn this monsoon season is a gazillion. Amaranthus palmeri, sometimes called careless weed, a redroot pigweed, galites, but listen, Amaranthus palmeri, mowed Amaranthus palmeri. Our lawn is a lawn of stems of Amaranthus palmeri. Oh, there's some needlegrams, some spiderlings and purslanes, but I'm talking Amaranthus palmeri. Ms. Mosquito and I mow it. We weed whack it until we both have this, we are just so covered in the flying green mulch, trying to create a lawn. But covered in this green mulch, we look like chia pets working out there. Well, after the mowing, and I find some time, I like to wander up and down a dirt road, our drive, the drive into our place, and check out puddles for tadpoles, look for box turtles, look at plants other than amaranth, and I study muddy tracks, I find pieces of old pottery. That's not unusual. Just a couple miles west of us is a very old archaeological dig that was done in the 1950s, and the work there dated back to 500 years ago, so these pieces of pottery I pick up definitely have some history. I find old military cartridge brass. There was a helioscope on this property where the U.S. Army used helioscopes to signal from mountaintop and grassland to signal and help pursue pesky Apaches across their country. A favorite spot along that dirt road, there are three Arizona walnuts, 50, 60 yards away from the Ojolote and up in the grassland. Two of those walnuts are quite large, 40 feet tall, and I've always wondered what they've seen in their lifetime. I mean, Arizona walnuts can live a long time. One recent morning, I was getting the small green fruit that had fallen from them. Yeah, I'm going to plant some. And I wondered if I could deduce, estimate, or figure out maybe an age of those two largest Arizona walnuts, those two juglans major. And I calculated the diameter, breast height, and you go up to 4 feet five, up to 4 feet and a half, up the trunk. And anyway, I divided that circumference by pi, 3.14. Anyway, I came up with 3 foot and 2 foot diameters on those trees. And then I did some growth rate factors. Yeah. Listen, the largest of that, the one with the 3 foot diameter, that's got to be a 160-year-old tree. That tree was around when Apaches were being chased from their country, okay? Those Arizona walnuts, those magnificent juglans majors have seen some stuff. If trees could talk, well, they do. If we understood their language, there'd be some great stories. Juglans major, the genus, Latin for walnut tree. Don't forget the Romans had their own walnut tree, Juglans regia. Major, the specific epithet, means bigger. I think that's back when it was Juglans microcarpa variety major, bigger than microcarpa. And Arizona walnuts found pretty much all over the state, 2,500 feet to 7,000 feet in elevation, I think higher. The fruit is edible if you have some time. Husks make a cool dye or ink. The very young green fruit can be pickled or pulverized into a drink. And listen to this. They can live to be 400 years old. Arizona walnuts in the borderlands have seen some stuff. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.